At the United Nations, the diplomatic lines are hardening over a war with Iraq. The Security Council is finalizing plans for a pivotal session on Friday. The chief UN weapons inspectors, Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei, will present their latest assessment of Iraq's disarmament. That report is expected to influence the Council's decision on what to do next. The U.S., Britain, and Spain have presented a resolution that would give a green light for military action against Baghdad. U.S. officials indicate they may seek a vote on the resolution next week. NPR's Vicky O'Hara has been following the U.N. debate and joins me now. Vicky, what's going to happen on Friday?
The Security Council, apparently, according to the original plan, was going to have a closed session, sort of informal consultations, which meant it would not have been open to the public. But the ambassador from Guinea, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, says that changed this morning when the council held a working session to talk about the format for Friday. And the ambassador, Mamadi Traore, says that the council was informed that at least some of the members had decided they were going to send their foreign ministers for this session, among them France, Germany, Syria, and Spain, and that changed everything. And so now they're planning to have a public session, as happened on February 14th, which is the last time the inspectors briefed the council.
And this time, are there any indications of what the inspectors might tell the council this Friday?
Well, the inspectors submitted a written report late last week to the council, which gave sort of a mixed review of Iraq's performance. At that time, or in that report, Hans Blix actually had some pretty critical things to say about Baghdad, but he also said that he would revise his report based on what Iraq did in terms of destroying its banned Al-Samud II missile. Baghdad started destroying the missile last weekend, and after meeting with Hans Blix today, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called Iraq's behavior or Iraq's recent actions a positive development, and he indicated that Blix agrees.
Well, wouldn't Iraq's destruction of these missiles increase resistance to military action within the Security Council?
Yes, and I think you've seen that in comments over the last day or so by Russia and China in particular. They're adopting a somewhat harder edge, at least in their public comments, in calling for the continuation of weapons inspections. But U.S. officials and U.N. diplomats say that the real holdout still is France. There's sort of a common view that if France doesn't veto this resolution, then Russia and China probably won't either.
What about the elected members of the Security Council? They don't have veto power, but they're getting a lot of attention.
That's because six of them apparently are undecided on the resolution. You have a very unusual situation where poor countries such as Angola and Cameroon actually could be the swing vote. So far, only four countries publicly are supporting the U.S.-sponsored resolution. You need nine votes. And so these undecided countries are under a tremendous amount of pressure. And Pakistan's ambassador today, Munir Akram, said that Pakistan doesn't respond to pressure. But everyone remembers what happened to Yemen in the lead-up to the first Persian Gulf War. Yemen said no to a resolution authorizing the use of force against Iraq. U.S. officials told Yemen that's the most expensive vote you'll ever cast, and then they cut off all American aid.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara.